Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Lee Hamry, CEO for Amerimax International. The company trades over-the-counter ticker symbol AMMX. Thanks for joining us today there, Lee.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, it's always good to have you on the show. Now, starting off, for some of our listeners that are new to the story, can you provide us a history and overview of the company, as well as, you know, talk about the market that you cover?
Yeah, well, I've personally been in the heavy machinery industry for over 40 years. I was a private company that I owned up until 2006. At that time, we merged with Amerimax International, which I am the CEO and president. Our market is heavy equipment, both new and used. We have specialized for the last few years in the shipping and container handling industry, although we're still working in construction equipment also, but our primary emphasis right now and has been for a few years is on the large container handling equipment that you would see in the port that'll pick up and stack the big containers and load them on trucks. So it's a very specialized field. There aren't a lot of people in it. And we've got a good, strong niche. We have plenty of room to store machines. We bring them in used, usually trade-ins against new ones, and we'll recondition, paint, replace tires, motors, and transmissions if necessary, and then we'll sell the machines, mostly export to foreign countries. We do a lot of exporting into Central America, South America. We've shipped machines to Africa, Vietnam, Cambodia, all the Central American countries, numerous machines. And they're doing a good job. We get calls back again, and we're selling additional machines to the same customers. So we're doing things right to get people to call again. Right now, we currently have increased our rental fleet I would say 3 years ago, I think I predicted when our rental fleet was worth about $2 million, I predicted that I was going to target $10 million by the end of 2018, and we're coming up on the end of 2018, and we're right at $9 million in total value in the rental fleet. We may or may not make that last million before the end of the year, but certainly by spring we'll be there. These machines I'm talking about are all out on long-term rentals where we do maintenance, and the machines are handling containers for stevedoring and shipping companies that are unable to buy right now coming out of a recession, but they're willing to rent. So it works both for us and for the customers very well to do rentals. And then we pass on purchase options to them. We have found good financing programs for customers in Central America, as well as other countries where we can actually do financing for them. And it's helped a lot. We have a large number of machines in the yard in the process of being reconditioned. We have currently got about $2 million worth of signed orders that are in process, getting them ready for shipment. More on the threshold. We're looking at more machines to purchase now, used from some of the locations we deal with, and it's a good chance that we'll be expanding our market area even more as we get more inventory. In the last 12 months, we've added about five new people to the staff in the way of long-haul truck drivers and mechanics. We do run our own heavy-haul trucks transporting these machines, so we have complete control of the freight until the final delivery destination at the border, where it would pass over to an export broker. But as long as we're within the U.S., we're transporting these machines on our own trucks. And the growth is astronomical. The last 12 months has been fabulous. Actually, probably 16 months have been fabulous. And the orders are coming in faster than I've ever seen in my 40 years in the business.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about some of the recent orders that you received. You had some, put out some recent news there.
Yeah, we just put out a release for a $1 million order exporting, and we have since then done another million. So that's just in the last week. And so that's what I mentioned. We have $2 million worth of orders in process. Those are all orders that have been placed with us within the last 2 weeks. Extremely busy trying to get machines ready for shipment. We do completely paint the machines and new decals and inspect everything. And so it's time consuming to get them ready. And right now we are as busy as we have ever been.
Lee, and is there any other developments that you'd like to talk about?
Well, the biggest one recently, we've completed our SEC audits for 2016 and 2017. We're working on the reviews for the first half of 2018. We're just about ready now to submit for the Form 10 for our lawyers to get us request an upgrade to the OTCQB, the fully reporting market, where we have never been, but we qualify for it now, and we're able to request it. And I believe it's a 1 or 2, maybe even 3 month process with question and answer period, and after you request the upgrade before the SEC will approve. And we're moving forward right now in that direction.
Yeah, certainly. And you also have a military vehicle arm.
We do represent a company called Oshkosh Trucks for the West African region, and we're working to put together a visit to the factory for government officials from a couple of West African countries. We've been trying to arrange this now for probably close to 12 months, and it's real difficult to get these things organized. Two of the countries do want to buy Oshkosh. They do want to come and see the factory, and they actually want to have a tour in the very near future, is what they're telling us. And it sounds like we're getting it put together, but there's no guarantee on that. Until they're on the plane coming this way, I don't know. Because of the difficulty in communicating, and there's language barriers as well as the distance barrier and the expense for them to travel. So, yeah, we're working on it, but it's not going to be our primary focus until we get farther into it and the visit to the factory happens.
Right. Well, what are some of the key goals and milestones that you're looking at here over the course of the next, 6 to 12 months? You had mentioned the, your rental fleet, obviously.
I'm looking at several different locations that are going to be selling equipment that we're interested in. I'm looking at a fleet of equipment that's about 18 big machines that I'll be looking at today and submitting my bid for purchase. There are not very many bidders. These machines, like I said, are so specialized, and our market is so specialized that there's only a couple people other than me in the country that are even capable of taking this used equipment and making it into something that's profitable. In addition to that, there's machines in the Midwest and machines in the South that we're looking at. All the same thing, we find, you know, actually I get a lot of calls from people because they know what our capabilities are and what we can do with used equipment that other people aren't able to do. And so we get calls and get opportunities that work out really well for us in the future of the company.
Yeah, sure. So can you talk a little bit about your background and experience, Lee, and, you know, who the main team and management there is?
Well, my background goes all the way back to the early 60s, actually, because my father was in the machinery business, and I was working weekends and summertime as young as 12 years old, sweeping floors, and by 14 doing sandblasting and helping with paint, and all the way through high school working weekends and summertime for my dad's company. So my experience started early, about 1962, and went to work for my father's company in 1976 full time. Shortly after that, my father retired, and my two brothers and I continued the business. By 1989, I bought out my two brothers for the area of the country that I concentrate in, and continued at that time, changed the company name to Hemery Equipment Company, which is the company that I merged into Amerimex in 2006. So that's where it came from. Amerimex, when I first got acquainted with Amerimex International, was doing logging in Mexico, and they were renting machines from me to do the logging in the Sierra Madre in Mexico on the Baja Peninsula. And I bought into the company as well as rented machines, and actually got a pretty big chunk of the company. And when the logging procedures turned out to be not very profitable and they stopped logging, brought my machinery back into California. And it was shortly after that I merged the company with Hemery Equipment and had enough stock to be president and CEO of Amerimex.
Well, yeah, great. And so now what are some of the, you know, main drivers that you, you know, share with investors?
Well, our primary direction can change, obviously. We've concentrated heavily on the stevedoring and container handling industry. The time is right now to increase rental machines in the general construction, such as excavators and wheel loaders and road graders and that type of equipment, because historically in my career, the early 80s, the early 90s, and 2001, we had recessions, at which time general contractors, the medium and small-sized companies that do dirt work, had all started selling off their machinery to keep the doors open until the recession ended. After the recession, and again, it's happening right now, there's lots of contracts out there getting signed by general contractors that they can't perform unless they can rent equipment, because they've sold off their machines to pay the bills and keep the doors open. And now they've got contracts in hand, they're ready to start working, and they have to rent equipment to do it. And so building the rental fleet over the next 3 to 5 years, there's going to be probably three times the rental that there normally is available. If you have the equipment to rent, it's going to be busy.
Certainly. So once again, joining us today is Lee Hemery, CEO of Amerimex International. The company trades here in the U.S. over the counter ticker symbol AMMX. Market cap is about $12 million. And before we conclude here, Lee, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
The business sector that we work in is exploding. With the recession coming to an end and contractors all starting to work, it's an unlimited future, and we want to grow with the industry. People, our companies all over the country as well as in foreign countries have sat on their hands for the last 10 years waiting for the economy of the world to pick up. It's picking up and everybody's going to work, and there are opportunities, endless opportunities around for the industry that we work in, as well as related industries for other types of machinery. And investors, if they realize that and realize the growth potential and the future potential areas we can work in, then it's a good investment, a strong investment, and we're going to do nothing but go forward.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Lee, and update our investor audience on Merrimex. It was great having you on.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Sure, anytime. Yeah, always great to have you on the program.
Thank you.